Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything, I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning out there, how you doing? It's currently 8.30, wishful thinking, Natch. It's 8.30am Central European Time, and you're joining us live for the Probo Show. How are we doing out there? A good morning to all you angelic podcast downloaders. Oh, you're looking so good this morning. But only 10% as fantastic as the people joining us live in the show this morning. That's Born to Iron Man, Vero, Eugene, and Nuriatam. How are you doing, guys? If you want to be as sexy and as amazing as those people, it's very simple, very easy to do. You go to twitch.tv, twitch.tv/ professional bohemian. If you want to interact with the show outside of our live times, you can do that on Instagram at professional bohemian. Or if you want to deep dive all the content that I use in every day's program, you can find that on my Patreon, which is also professional bohemian. All right, so here we are, friends. By the way, professional bohemian, bohemio profesional, pero en inglés. All right. All right, let's get into it. Oh my God, do we have a good show for you today? Today's 100 humans. I asked them to name a gym activity. Nombra una actividad de gimnasio, maybe? I didn't translate that very well. Sorry, Natch. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting the Natch, the stoic Natch nod, which means yes. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out what young people can't recognize. There's something or someone that young people cannot recognize. We'll find out what that is in the second half of the show. Today's unpopular opinion is the pursuit of a perfect body is a waste of time. La búsqueda de un cuerpo perfecto es una pérdida de tiempo. Ooh, tough one today. I don't know how you feel. Natch, you know what I mean? Not everyone can have a body like me, sir. You know what I mean? Just perfectly proportioned. You know, like a frog. I have my body type is frog. You know, with a big belly and two little tiny thin legs. That's what all the ladies are looking for, I think. So there you go. That's today's unpopular opinion. The pursuit of a perfect body is a waste of time. La búsqueda de un cuerpo perfecto es una pérdida de tiempo. Nuriatam's laughing. I don't know what you're laughing at, Nuriatam. Oh, dear. Búsqueda. Perdida. Oh, really? Did I pronounce those wrong, Natch? Yeah, he's nodding now. Now he nods, when I make a mistake, he nods with a smile. You guys don't get to see that. Okay, let me try that again. La búsqueda de un cuerpo perfecto es una pérdida de tiempo. Oh, now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting the big nod. I'm a good boy this morning. How are you guys doing? Let's read the chat. Born to Iron Man says, good morning, Rob and friends. How are you doing, BTI? Good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. That's from our friend Vero. Eugene is here. Hi, guys. Joining us all the way from Russia. Born to Iron Man, you look thoughtful, man. There was a pensive moment before the show where I was looking thoughtful through the ad breaks. Yeah, my brain crashed. I was rebooting. good morning from Nuriatam. Good morning from the bridge. Carmen's with us. She says, good morning, beautiful people. Peak of the week. Oh, I like that. It's hump day, guys. We get over today. By the time you listen to the end of the lunchtime show today, we are running downhill towards the weekend. And next week, oh, my friends. Is it next week, Semana Santa, Natch?
Well, it begins on Friday, I think.
This Friday coming?
No, not this, next one.
Oh, okay. Boo. Boo. All right. Well, we're close to Semana Santa. Holy Week here in Spain. You know, we get 2 days off. The best. I love it here. All right. Anyway, let's get into today's fun, shall we? Why? Because I'm here. You're here. Natch is here. The angelic podcast listeners, they're here. Let's get into it. Where do we start? I tell you what, we'll start off somewhat in a somewhat relevant piece of news today with a study that I found. BTI says here, I don't think the perfect body exists. Bo Derek maybe had one. And Halle Berry too. Halle Berry, he says. You spelt Rob Grams wrong. Born to Iron Man. Let's see. A study of polyglots. I think in Spanish it's the same, right? Poliglotos or something like that. Polyglots, people who speak more than one language. A study of polyglots offers insights on the brain's language processing. El estudio de políglotas ofrece una visión sobre el procesamiento del lenguaje en el cerebro. Why do you guys have to lisp? You know what I mean? It just makes it even more confusing and complicated. Anyway, a recent study has provided new insights into how the brain processes languages by observing polyglots, individuals proficient in multiple languages. Using functional magnetic resonance imaging, an fMRI, as we all know it, researchers found increased brain activity in language processing areas when polyglots listened to languages in which they were most proficient. Okay, no surprise there, right? You understand the language to some level of proficiency, and your language processing areas of the brain light up when accessing that language. And the better, apparently, according to this study, the better you know the language, the more areas of the language processing part of the brain light up. Surprisingly, there is a but here. Surprisingly, their native language elicited less brain activity compared to other languages they knew well. This is fascinating to me as someone who works here on Vaughan Radio, someone who kind of has made it his business to talk to people in their second language. I find this fascinating. The idea that our brain triggers more, there are more neurons firing for languages we know kind of well, more than our own native language. I mean, there are certain things that make sense here, right? The less well you know a language, the less activity generated by the brain, okay? Because the more of a language you know, the more of the mechanics you know, the more kind of fluidly and creatively you can use it. However, yeah, it's the interesting part here for me is that the brain activates less listening to our own native tongue. It suggests a higher efficiency in processing familiar linguistic information. This decreased response was partially notable when participants listened to simpler linguistic content. The study involving 34 polyglots with a diverse range of native languages highlights the brain's adaptability in language processing and suggests that understanding language to an expert level can alter the way our brain responds to linguistic inputs, particularly in our native language. And this we would call, for we here at Vaughan Radio, for certainly a large portion of the listeners of this show, there we call that Spanglish, right? When you hear native English speakers using Españolismos in their speech, or maybe choosing unconsciously choosing Latin words of a Latin origin rather than possibly simpler words that are more native to their own language. Fascinating dive inside the way the brain works. Let's see, BTI. Carmen here says, "Wow, look at your nice shiny brains." Yeah, Nachi's brain always looks like that. He's proficient in English and Spanish. Taught me everything I know about English. His brain is just like a beacon to us all. He's the oracle. Okay, let's continue. Why the world cannot afford the rich. This is an interesting article that I do suggest you read. Why the world cannot afford the rich. ¿Por qué el mundo no puede permitirse a los ricos? This is coming from the scientific journal Nature. The article from Nature discusses the detrimental effects of economic inequality on society and the environment, emphasizing that the world can no longer afford the disparities between the rich and the poor. Interesting, right? This is something we've covered a little bit in the show, you know. a little bit, quite a lot, quite a lot. I have to be careful with when I'm talking about politics. I don't want, you know, it's been a week and 2 days since my last death threat. I want to keep it that way. I want to keep it as far away as possible. It highlights how the wealthiest 1% of people have captured a disproportionate share of global wealth. This is something you've heard me say a lot, right? The wells in the economy, Los Pozos, you know, where wealth seems to accumulate in the hands of relatively few people. Contributing significantly to carbon emissions and exacerbating social issues such as homicide rates, imprisonment, infant mortality, and lower levels of public trust and social mobility. The authors argue that reducing inequality would benefit everyone, not just the poorest, by improving mental health, reducing violence, and enhancing children's educational outcomes. They also point out that greater equality would lead to less consumerism and more sustainable environmental practices. The article suggests that policymakers should act to reverse rising inequality through progressive taxation, closing tax loopholes, and implementing measures to make large companies operate more fairly. A fascinating article. I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to dive too far into this one, but I will, of course, post the link on my Patreon. You can all access it there. Especially you paid members have access to everything there. Yeah, you've heard me talk about this before, and it just seems to make sense to me. You want to improve education for every single child, close down private schools, and as soon as rich people send their schools to the same schools our kids go to, the the quality of those schools will increase. Anyway, let's move on. Final piece of news for today. We're going to look at another interesting, almost weird study. Scents, olores, los olores, scents of the opposite sex. That, Nat, your doctor love here. We need your insight. Scents of the opposite sex, los olores del sexo opuesto, can lead or can speed up aging, says a new study. Los olores del sexo opuesto pueden acelerar el envejecimiento.
Vaya nivelazo.
I needed to run up to that one, Natch. I wasn't just going to fall out of my mouth. Según un nuevo estudio. It's true. Here we go. A new study led by the University of Otago has found that sensory signals from the opposite sex, such as scents, can influence aging in animals. The research published in Proceedings of the Royal Society B specifically explored how exposure to female odors affected mortality and reproductive aging in male mice. Can confirm. I feel like I age in dog years whenever I'm in a relationship. Like 7 years to the average, 1 year of everybody else. What's the Oracle's takeaway on this? You know, not shaking his head.
I have no idea. I was thinking that if we spend this money, these studios in useful things,
Anything else, right? Scientists, stop smelling female mice for a second, right? Just put them down. Okay, listen to me. You know we have income inequality, you know, the climate, that literally, you know, the ozone is falling from the sky and we're all being slowly choked to death. You know, we're running out of water. We need sustainable energy. Like, can you please just do something else? So what do you do for a living? Well, you know, I see if male mice age more rapidly when they smell female mice. Oh, guys. Let's see. Carmen says, look, most common Españolismos, siesta and fiesta. Or the other way around. True story. The bridge. When you learn a language to a certain degree, it's like driving a car or riding a bike. Yeah, I mean, I feel like my exposure to Spanish has changed the way I communicate in English. Quite a lot. I'm not sure if it's about Spanish or if it's about maybe the customs and the cultural aspects of a language. I mean, every language carries with it culture. Don't forget that. Like Eskimos have 1,000 words for snow. British people have 1,000 ways to say drunk and hungover. You know what I mean? There are cultural lessons to be learned from every language. Anyway, let's continue. I agree. Nuriatam agrees with the bridge. Never take the tube again, says Carmen. That's it. Like you travel on the tube, you've just aged 10 years because you've been smelling everyone. Stop it. Rob, that was guttural gymnastics. It was. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, let's continue. The study revealed that male mice exposed to female olfactory cues from middle to old age experienced reduced fertility later in life. Additionally, those exposed to female odors while also mating showed an increased mortality rate. These findings suggest that sensory perception of potential mates could significantly impact life history outcomes in mammals. While the exact reasons for these effects are unclear, the study highlights the potential long-term health implications of sensory cues and the importance of considering environmental factors in discussions of health and aging. Yeah. We are two guys that work in a tiny little room, Natch. I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine. However, any woman that walks into our room, they just immediately start getting grey hairs. You know that scene in Indiana Jones where the guy just ages really rapidly? That's what happens. All right, my friends, let's move on to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Aye, aye, aye. Some silly news today. All right, but I do honestly really, really recommend the Nature article about income inequality. It's a fascinating read. All right, well, here we are in unpopular opinion territory. It's time for today's brain fart, today's pedo cerebral, pedo mental, today's rayada. I share it with people on my social media, namely my Instagram, and people vote there. Today's unpopular opinion is the pursuit of the perfect body is a waste of time. The pursuit of a perfect body is a waste of time. La búsqueda de un cuerpo perfecto. Búsqueda. Sorry, bridge. I know I'm going to get corrected there. Es una pérdida de tiempo. All right, friends. What do you think? What do you think, Natch? Where are you landing on this one?
I would say true because of the perfect
thing. Okay. Yeah, I get you. But everyone needs a benchmark, right? Everyone needs something to aim for. You shoot for the stars, and maybe, just maybe, you hit the moon. Natch is saying true. How do you think people voted on social media, Natch?
True as well.
They did, sir. By 72% of people said true. But surely there's something to be said in aiming for perfection. Not achieving, but aiming for. Are we setting our sights too low as a society? Are we scared of going for perfection? Or is perfection just like a mirage on the highway? Something that you'll never get to and will ultimately lead to dissatisfaction? Well, here we go. Let's get into this unpopular opinion right now. Carmen here says, before we start, what was the question, says Sam? The pursuit of a perfect body is a waste of time. Vero says, true, having a perfect body is very difficult, not to say impossible. Each individual has certain anthropomorphic characteristics and it is very difficult to change them. Carmen says, let's first define what perfect means. Perfect to me is healthy, strong, hosting a beautiful soul. All of those things. Yeah. When I'm on... when someone's on Tinder, that's what they're looking for. Oh, this person has a nice soul. Look at the soul on that one. Right, swipe right or left. I don't know how Tinder works. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, for most of us, that is the key, right? It's what's inside, not what's on the outside that counts, which makes today's topic quite fascinating. Good morning, Sam, by the way. Vero says, as someone said, nobody is perfect. It's true. All right, well, let's get into it. I thoroughly tortured those poor elves this morning and they gave me some pros and cons with regards to this. So in the pro column, saying yes, the pursuit of a perfect body It's just a waste of time. The concept of a perfect body is often based on societal and media-driven standards that are unrealistic for the average person. Chasing an ideal that is constantly changing and may not be attainable or healthy for your body type can lead to frustration and wasted effort. True story, the perfect body, I think, for me, changes through time, right? I mean, the word Rubenesque to speak about a voluptuous body. That was the thing. That was our definition of beauty hundreds of years ago. Now, not so much. Remember in the 90s where, or even in the 60s, right? The first waif models that were really, really thin. Really thin. You know? Let's see. Let's continue. Mental health. Obsession with achieving the perfect body can lead to negative self-image, eating disorders, depression, and anxiety. The mental toll of constantly striving for perfection and never being satisfied with one's appearance can be damaging and counterproductive. That's right, right? When we think about words like perfect, what we're really saying, the byline there is highlighting your own imperfection. And surely that's not healthy, right? Let's continue. The amount of time and energy and resources spent on trying to achieve the perfect body could be redirected towards more fulfilling, meaningful activities, such as developing skills, nurturing relationships, or contributing to the community. And final point here, the health risks. Extreme diets, workout routines, and in some cases, cosmetic surgeries can pose serious health risks. Prioritizing appearance over health can lead to long-term physical problems and does not guarantee happiness or satisfaction. Yeah, I mean, let's not pretend the only way to achieve or to attain what one might consider a perfect body, the only way to do that is not just exercise. It's these fad diets, you know, cosmetic surgeries. Can we really be, should we really not be focusing somewhere else? I mean, the thing is that you ask individuals, and I think individuals for the most part, as they did on Instagram, would say no. Don't bother looking for the perfect body. However, everything in our media, everything around us, you know, points us in the direction of physical ideals rather than mental or emotional ones, right? Let's face it, Instagram isn't a blog. You know, it's a series of photographs. Anyway, let's get into the con arguments, you know? Those that represent that 28% that voted false here. So the con argument saying that pursuing an ideal body can have positive aspects. Let's get into those right now. For some, the pursuit of an ideal body is synonymous with adopting a healthy lifestyle, focusing on nutrition, regular exercise, and mental well-being, which are beneficial regardless of whether one achieves the perfect body or not. It's true. Isn't it healthy to have a North Star, a point on the compass on which you are following? You know? I remember when I was at probably the peak of my physical health. You know, I saw other male bodies and thought, wow, I would love to have pectoral muscles like that, biceps like that. You know, how did he get his deltoids like that? You know, I had my own idea of what the perfect body was, and I fought and worked hard to achieve it. You know, and that was a point in my time where I was probably the most healthy I've ever been, not like now. So I wonder, is it really as bad as we think? Next step, setting fitness and appearance goals can be motivating and provide a sense of direction and purpose. It can lead to positive lifestyle changes, increased discipline, and personal growth. It's true. When we set ourselves a physical goal and we are disciplined enough to follow the steps required to get there, I think that sets us on a path that improves all of our life, not just our physical appearance. Next point. For many, progress towards a healthier or more fit body, regardless of perfection, can significantly boost self-confidence, self-esteem, and positively impacting various aspects of life. And final point here in the con column, the journey towards a better body often leads to increased health, education, self-awareness, and understanding of one's body and nutritional needs, which are valuable regardless of the outcome. So here we go. Here's where we get into it, my friends. True or false, the pursuit of a perfect body is a waste of time. For me, I think the real sticking points here is the word perfect and the words waste of time. Because can we really say wholeheartedly that pursuing something that could lead to such so many positive aspects in our life, can we really say that's a waste of time? When you go to the hairdressers, have you not once flicked through a book and says, yes, this is my ideal. This is what I want you to do with my hair. Is not pursuing a body type in a gym the same kind of thing? Interesting. I'll tell you what, I don't know the answer, but I'm certainly hoping that you guys do. I'm going to post a poll in the chat and you are going to tell me, true or false, the pursuit of a perfect body is a waste of time. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning, an infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. We'll see you in a few minutes. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay. On with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Probo Show. It's currently 9 a.m. Central European Time. If you've just tuned in, what did you miss? A fascinating study highlighted in a Reuters article I found this morning about a study of polyglots, people who speak more than one language, and how language affects the brain. Fascinating stuff. We also looked at really fascinating, really, really interesting deep dive in the journal Nature.com with a quite provocative title, Why the World Can't Afford the Rich. ¿Por qué el mundo no puede permitirse? Bueno, can't afford. Yeah, I think that's maybe a play on words, because it is also can't kind of afford, can't let, no puede permitirse, but also saying can't afford in terms of monetary means. ¿Por qué el mundo no puede permitirse a los ricos? A really fascinating read. I do recommend it. And then we looked at maybe another one of those weird, unnecessary scientific studies. Sense of the opposite sex, or Laurie, sense of the opposite sex can speed up aging, apparently. True, men die earlier than women on average, Natch. Do you know that? I don't know. I think it's by like 5 or 6 years. So congratulations. All right. Anyway, let's... and then we got into today's unpopular opinion, which is the pursuit of a perfect body is a waste of time. La búsqueda de un cuerpo perfecto es una pérdida de tiempo. All right. So many ideas you guys shared with me this morning in the audience, as well as on Instagram. Let's try and get to those right now. Chris Valroll says, good morning, Rob, Nacho and Warriors. This odor thing reminds me of the fun fact about Greeks and sweat from International Women's Day. Yeah, if you're listening to Ximena's show, it was basically two middle-aged men talking about International Women's Day with Chris Valroll. It was fun, but perhaps a little tone deaf. And thank you, Chris Valroll. It was awesome to see you again. Eugene, maybe professional bodybuilders and porn actresses need a perfect body. Okay, Eugene. The bridge here. One thing I have been saying a lot of late is that perfection is something to be striven for, not necessarily to be attained. In any case, applying perceived perfection to your body is pointless. It's like, one comment that I've got quite a lot is, what even is perfection? Well, I think perfection is very subjective. What's perfect for me is not perfect for you. But having that idea of perfection in your mind, I think, as something to strive for, is certainly something, for me, again, we're getting into pure opinion, for me is a motivator, not a demotivator, you know? We look for inspiration in masterpieces. When I'm painting a picture, you know, I'm not trying to copy anything or anything, but I am looking at masters of the craft before I apply paint to a canvas. You know, am I setting unrealistic ideals for myself? Shouldn't we be setting unrealistic ideals for ourselves? Shouldn't we be aiming 10% further than we can achieve when we do anything? I mean, how are we supposed to push ourselves to greatness when we don't aspire towards something greater than we're maybe possible, than maybe possible for us? Carmen says, I know people on Tinder who look for the guy with the funniest photo. Not just a matter of flesh market, although I imagine it's not as common as we would like. Yeah, I have no idea. It's been a while since I used any of those apps, I'll be honest. The bridge, health and happiness. Chris Valrol, the most important thing is to feel good about your body and mind. It doesn't matter if it meets beauty standards. Conman, from joining us from South Africa, says, grind for that body. Yeah, you've got to work hard for it. It's a true story. The bridge agrees with Chris Valrol. Sam says, try to achieve a perfect body is okay if what you try is to be the best version of yourself, knowing and accepting your limitations. Interesting point. Good work, Sam. Nuria Tam, good habits are essential, but not obsession with self-image. And finally, we'll leave off with Con here, who says, to get buff for yourself. How would you say to get buff? Ponerte cachas. So I don't. What do you have a phrase for that? Right?
Maybe ponerte cachas. I don't know the meaning of the English.
Yeah, to get buff means the same thing. You know, to get muscular and defined. To get buff. Yeah. By the way, Nivelatho. Actually, it goes between. It goes unsaid, but Nivelatho. Cachas.
Vaya Nivelatho.
Dude, just saying. Not just saying that all the time. Just picked it up by listening to him talk about his experience of working out. get buff for yourself is never a waste of time. Yeah, I mean, people are getting stuck here on the word perfect, but I'm concentrating more here, I think, on the phrase a waste of time. Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's get into some comments I received on Instagram. Thelia reached out to me. She says, oof, if you pursue a perfect body to show your appearance, maybe you won't be happy. But if you take care of your body to feel good emotionally, you will win more than a perfect body. Take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is not a waste of time. Thank you, Thelia. First time she's reached out to us, so I thank you for that. Noemi says, it would be necessary to define what the perfect body is for each person. I feel like the perfect body is the one that makes you feel healthy, happy with yourself, regardless of its aesthetics and shape. So the effort is so the effort to get it would be worthy. There you go. I mean, we all tend to think of ourselves, right? We kind of put ourselves in the position of the perfect body being slim and muscular. I know people who've had who've struggled with eating disorders, and their idea of the perfect body is not one of a waif anymore. It's one of trying to gain weight, gain muscle, gain, you know. I mean, we can't kind of apply societal standards to ourselves. We all have our own image of what the perfect body means. The danger comes when we obsess about that, right? I think that's the key here. That's the key here. Yeah, fascinating stuff, guys. Thank you. Thank you. I've got more comments here in my notes. One second. Mia reached out to us again. She says, it's all about balance, isn't it? Our bodies are part of nature, imperfect and changing. Trying to make them perfect seems like a misuse of resources. Oof, good comment. Alex, honestly, chasing the perfect body feels like upgrading to the latest tech just because it's new, not because you need it. Ooh, there's a great point. There's a great point. Sure. Like, do you need to have a perfect body? Let me tell you, I've had a six-pack only once in my life. It was the most horrific experience, losing the amount of body fat that required to get a six-pack. I would not recommend it. You know, I guess I don't have the metabolism for it or whatever. Yeah. Finally, we'll leave off with Lena here. From a mental health perspective, the pursuit can be quite harmful. We should be promoting self-love and acceptance. All right. I get you, Lena. I get you. But, and I agree. And I agree. You know, we should be more accepting of ourselves. But we set ourselves goals in every aspect of our life, right? You know, whether that be career or, you know, or even in our hobbies, nostrosaphic aficiones, do you say? You know. We set ourselves goals for self-improvement. Quite often those goals are like 10% out of our reach, just so we have something to strive for. And I understand that the world is hurting right now, and there are a lot of people that struggle with what society poses as an ideal body. There are a lot of people that struggle with that, and I would love everyone to be more accepting of their bodies, but surely for the vast majority of people that use the idea of perfection as a North Star to point ourselves towards, not just in physical health, in anything, surely there is value in that. Certainly, I would argue it's not a waste of time. Fascinating points, guys. You guys are killing it. Anyway, do you want to know how you voted? So it was 72% true on Instagram. I posed the question to our amazing audience here. The pursuit of a perfect body is a waste of time. You guys said 63% true. I'm a little happier with that answer, Natch. I don't know about you. It's a difficult subject, isn't it? We're living in a world of, you know, where it seems like the primary message out there is to be more accepting of your body. You know, new words coming into the lexicon, like fat shaming and things like that. This is not about that for me. This is, for me at least, the way I interpret this is a lot more about, you know, is it a waste of time to strive for perfection? I guess the idea of doing that with the idea of a perfect body is a little bit more sensitive, perhaps, in this modern day. Perhaps if I'd have said striving for a perfect career, or a perfect family, or a perfect education is a waste of time, I wonder if the answers would have been different. I wonder if the percentage would have been different. Does this reveal perhaps a little bit of a cognitive bias? A societal cognitive bias? It's true, we should all be a lot more accepting of ourselves, a lot more loving of ourselves. We should receive less messages of other people's ideas of perfection and pay more attention to our own ideals and what we think perfect is. But I have to admit, in my life, my idea of what I wanted to attain always just a little bit out of grasp has led me to do some great things. Whether you want to call that perfection or not, that's up to you. Sam says, to try and achieve doesn't mean you will, but on the way, you'll get stronger and healthier if you're doing things right. I completely, wholeheartedly agree with that. Chris Valroll, we need to have a body that works, that can move freely. A sedentary lifestyle makes you sick. For this, you need to do a little exercise and eat more or less well. Without obsessions, a perfect body means you are healthy, but it's not always true. Yeah. So that's where I'd like to leave off today. I think you guys have made some great work. Can we get a round of applause, Natch, for the people on Insta and the people in the audience? You guys have killed it today. Ole. Ole. What you guys don't know is there are 100 humans packed in the studio there with Natch. And he's saying, clap, clap. So I'll leave you with this. Yeah, I'd be interested. And wouldn't it be interesting to have changed this? Instead of the perfect body, the perfect, you know, the perfect social life, the perfect intellectual acumen, the perfect job, the perfect career, the perfect home. How this may have changed, and whether we are too sensitive when it comes to body type and that kind of thing. Maybe quite rightly so. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He'd say, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions are like buttholes, my friends. We all have one, and they all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God, it was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name a gym activity. An activity you would participate in a gymnasium. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the audience is to identify those top 7 answers. Let's see. Just wrap up here the unpopular opinion. Carmen says, fair point. The problem is connotations that Perfect Body has. It never refers to something really worthy or relevant. True story. True point. All right. Big thanks to Mushki Nessa, Pedro, Sonia Bengo, Raz, Pilar. That's all, folks. Nuria Tam, La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Africa, Gemma Racino, Ravdos, Vero, Material Scura, Juan Carlos Vera, and Carmen, for all participating on Instagram. I like my favorite answer was Africa. She says, Jim, what's that? Esto que es? I hate gyms. Sorry, I prefer outdoors activities. Ravdos says, gym activity, Rob's gym selfies. I am ashamed to say I have gym selfies, Natch. When I was in peak physical condition, I do have some gym selfies on my personal Instagram. I'm talking to you like a priest now. This is confession. How many Hail Marys do I have to say, Natch, to cleanse myself of the shame? Let's see. Texting, says Nessa as well. This is a good one. Texting while making everyone wait to get on the treadmill. There is a special place in hell for people who do that. Just so you know. All right, let's go to Natch, our oracle, for the first answer. Name a gym activity, Natch.
Lifting weights.
Weightlifting. Weightlifting. Is weightlifting there? Yes, it is, sir. Well done. Out of nowhere, the oracle. The oracle with his amazing answer of weightlifting. Of course it is there. Well done, sir. Weightlifting, yeah. Weightlifting in Spanish. Levantamiento de pesas, what do you say?
Será posible. Vaya nivelazo.
Oh! Yeah, weightlifting. A great way to lose weight, by the way, as well. People say, you know, I don't want to get muscular, but it's a great way to burn calories. All right, weightlifting is there with 27 of 100 humans. It's the number one answer. Material Scura on Instagram said, looking at yourself in the mirror. I mean, we're not going to lie, right? We're going to be real with each other. It's like if I go back to the gym, I'm going to avoid mirrors at all costs because I know what I look like. But when you get a little healthier, you're like, man, look at this guy. All right, let's go to the chat. Sam says, Thumba. Or Zumba. I think that was a craze, right? A couple of many years ago. It's like, isn't it boxing meets aerobics or something like that? Zumba. Is Zumba there? No, it's not. Oh. Good answer, though. Good answer. Okay, Born to Iron Man says squats. Squatting. I don't know if I'd put that in weightlifting, really. You can do squats without weights. Sadly, it's not there. Wah, wah, wah. Let's see. We have CrossFit. Nuryatam says CrossFit. CrossFit. Is CrossFit there? Yes, it is. Well done. 9 of 100 humans. It's in 6th place. I've got to admit, Natch, do you know what CrossFit is?
Not really.
Not me neither. Me neither. I say to people, I do CrossFit. Ah, great. Awesome. Awesome. Keep going. I don't know. CrossFit is there. Well done. 6th most popular answer. She continues by saying swimming. Swimming. Is swimming there? Yes, it is. Well done. Dude, I've never been to a gym that has a swimming pool, man. Never. That sounds expensive to me. You know? Swimming is there. Well done, Nuryatam. It's actually 5th most popular answer. 12 or 100 humans. Sam says Pilates. Pilates. Again, another thing that I pretend I know what people are talking about when they tell me they do it. Oh, I do Pilates. Oh, do you? Great, great. Awesome. Keep going. Really see the difference. I mean, Pilates, it could be anything for me. Do you know what Pilates is, Natch?
It's like a combination between exercise with your core and...
Okay. Yeah, what you sound
a little bit more like intensive than yoga, for example.
Yoga plus.
Yes.
Okay. Yoga size. Well, I'll tell you what. Chris Valrall says yoga. A few people in on Instagram said yoga. So whereas Pilates is not there, yoga is. Well done, guys. Well done, well done. Nat, you're impressing me with your fantastic exercise knowledge here, sir. Yeah. All right, let's continue. Push-ups, says Born to Iron Man. Again, I would say push-ups, like a pec exercise, right? For your pectoral muscles. Kind of, for me, falls in the weightlifting category. Vero says steps. Yeah, I mean, steps. It's there. What if those steps were very, very quick? To give you a clue, steps themselves are not there. Neither are abs, BTI, push-ups, Chris Valrall. I mean, they're all there, but none of them the 100 humans say. I'm sorry. Sam says sauna. Sauna. That's another thing I don't understand. I did go to a gym with a sauna once, and I basically just felt like a Christmas turkey, man. What's the point? It's so you sweat, right, is the idea of sauna. It's the Christmas turkey exercise. Go in the hot room, bake. Still get it. I don't understand. Never will. Sauna, good answer, not there. Eugene here says, taking pictures of yourself. Yeah, I'm never going to do it. I promise, even if I get healthy again, I will not take any more gym selfies. I know. It's sad. You know what I mean? I felt there was a trend, and I fell into the trend. Okay, so Chris said yoga correctly, well done. Cigar Man says donkey kicks. I have no idea what a donkey kick is. I imagine it's a kick where you're kicking backwards. Not there, sorry. Nuriatam says spinning. Can you, like, yeah, spinning is good. Spinning is on a bicycle, right? It's cycling. I don't know why they decided to rebrand cycling as spinning, but they did. And it's there. Well done, cycling. Okay, there's one, right? Which it's not steps, but where it is steps, but very, very quick steps. Nat, do you want to tell them what it is?
Running.
Running, well done. Natch, we've covered two of the three main cardio activities. Cycling, running, and there's one more. All right, there's one more, guys. Can you guess what that one more is? So Carmen Quick identified bikes as well. Well done, Carmen. Pilates is Pilates X mass. Eugene says going to the sauna. Yeah, good answer. Sam says running. Well done, Sam. Chris Valrall says dancing. Vero says swimming. No. There's one more. It's a machine that involves your legs and arms. Yes. Probably better done in a body of water than in a gym, my friends. It's not swimming. Something else. It's the water version of cycling. Go on, Natch, put them out of their misery. Do you know this one?
In Spanish, remo. I guess it's
remo?
Rowing.
Rowing, well done, dear. Natch, you can kick the 100 human with the kazoo out. He doesn't know what he's doing, that guy. It is rowing, remo. Well done, Natch. I didn't think you'd get that one. Well done. All right, here we go, friends. So let's go down the list real, real quick. In position number
7.
When I asked people to name a gym activity, I got rowing. In position number
6.
CrossFit. Incredible job, guys. In position number
5.
Swimming. Natación, would you say? Natación? All right. In position number
4.
We had cycling. Ciclismo. In position number
3.
Yoga. Really? Yoga position number 3? Yeah. Oh, there you go. In position number
2.
Running. Footing would be jogging, right? Running. I would say running as an exercise.
Correr.
Correr. Thank you. And finally, in position number
1.
Levamento de pesas. We had weightlifting. Well done. Let's very quickly go to today's Complete the News.
Complete the News!
We don't usually use the gym, says Seagar Man. Yeah, no kidding. Me neither. I need to. I actually paid for a membership this month. I've gone once. Come on. Anyway, let's get into today's piece of news. I'm going to give you a news headline, leave out an important piece of information. You guys are going to identify that missing information. Let's go. A French study suggests 1 in 5 young people can't recognize blank. Estudio francés sugiere que 1 de cada 5 jóvenes no puede reconocer blank. But what is it? Is it A, a platypus, or ornitorrinco? Is it B, a zucchini, un calabacín, or is it C, Frank Sinatra? Frank Sinatra. A, B, or C. A French study suggests 1 in 5 young people can't recognize blank. Is it A, a platypus, un ornitorrinco? Is it B, a zucchini, a calabacín, or is it C, Frank Sinatra? A, B, or C. The chat is voting, Natch. What do you think?
B.
You think B, a zucchini? What they're doing, they're just... What the hell is that thing? Is it a snake? I like where your head's at, Natch. Natch is saying B. The chat is... Wow, it's a tie between B and C. It's a tie between a zucchini and Frank Sinatra. All right, let's see. If Natch gets this and you guys are tied, Natch wins. All right. That's how I'm just, you know, if it's a tie, that's how we're going to work. All right, here we go. A French study suggests 1 in 5 young people can't recognize. The answer was B, a zucchini. Well done. Well done, Natch. And well done, half of the audience. A recent French study reveals that 1 in 5 young people aged between 15 to 24 cannot correctly identify a zucchini, mistaking it for a cucumber or an aubergine. All right, there you go, friends. Worrying lack of food knowledge. You know, get into your frozen pizzas, France. All right, friends, that's all we've got time for today. So many things you could have been doing this morning. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you next time.